Yo, what's happening?
Man.
It is WrestleMania weekend.
Yes.
And I know I told y'all we wouldn't be back this week, but I lied, all right?
Fuck it.
because some moments can't take 9 days or so to get to. And if you did witness day one, night one of WrestleMania Tampa Bay 2, you know,
yeah,
then you definitely missed out on exactly why we do this damn podcast, man. And we're not gonna waste no time because Bang is still on baby watch.
Yeah.
So cutting this intro as short as possible, this is the first Black Champ podcast, and I'm Camp from the Port.
And I am JR Bang. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download to the Barber's Chair Digital, home of the first Black Champ podcast.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow me at JR Bang, Camp from the Port, at Camp from the Port.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you go ahead and get that merch. We still fixing the URL, so just click the link in our Instagram bio, fbc.pod.
Right.
Make sure you join the group, First Black Champ on Facebook. If you want to just follow the page, you could do that as well, First Black Champ. Look.
Word.
As Camp said, we weren't going to do a pod.
Right.
We're not. I'm on baby watch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to go out south because everything now we are at the final 3 days. So if it don't pop off, we need to be by Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Absolutely.
Because that's where everything is going down.
Yeah. And then the last thing you want to do is have a baby in Chicago traffic.
Exactly. So Babomania 3 is happening, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
No, Babomania 3 is happening at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. We want to make sure that happens.
Word.
But a little thing happened last night. WrestleMania 37, we had our predictions for night one and night two that we did last week.
Mm-hmm.
That you can see on YouTube, you can see on Facebook, you can see on Twitch. If you follow us on Twitch, mm-hmm, you go ahead and get that content there as well. Mm-hmm. The whatdigital.com also. But I don't think we expected to see what we saw last night. I'm going to speak first as a Black wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to speak as a wrestling fan in general.
Okay.
Last night was the biggest and best event as for a Black fan ever in wrestling.
Mm.
If you are a Black fan, this is your night. Last night was your night. And you could go on Peacock. If you have Xfinity, it comes with the package. If you don't, spend $5 and look at WrestleMania night one.
Fact.
Because I don't even want to say that it gets no better because it can,
mm-hmm,
but Vince McMahon and company went 0-60 real quick with Black fans' emotions. We're going to get into recapping night one, but they went 0-60 extremely fucking quick to the point where my voice, the reason why my voice it's kind of scratchy this morning is because how quickly they went 0-60.
Right.
And I wish it would have been filmed. Me and my youngest son for right now, Landon, had one of those moments that like the WWE get from Instagram and they capture and they put it in their highlights because we were both yelling at a certain point. And everybody in the house is looking like, well, half of the house is looking like, yo, why they so excited? The other half of the house is like, are you shitting me?
Right.
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Right.
I ain't never seen this.
Mm-hmm.
Even I told my brothers what happened. They was like, wait a minute. For real? First time?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, as a Black fan, it gets no better than what we're going to talk about today until the next pay-per-view, hopefully.
Right. Yeah. Right.
As a wrestling fan, and I know this is early, I know this is only less than 24 hours from the event.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it twice. Last night was the best WrestleMania ever.
Wow. Wow.
It was.
Okay.
It was not even close to me.
Okay.
This is not even talking this. Like, when you could get from a night one what you got, and even the most shittiest match had its moments.
Yeah.
Like, because I know a lot of people are going to talk about, was that WrestleMania 17 with Hogan and The Rock?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they mentioned that, but that wasn't what we got last night.
Right.
From everybody. True. Some might put, you know, some of the 20s and the 30s in there. Nah, G, I think we're going to look back at this WrestleMania 2-3 years from now and say, God damn, everybody put on the show. And I'm going to say this, and I talked about this when the pandemic started. What makes WrestleMania, what makes all of these pay-per-views, what makes Raw, what makes SmackDown, is not just the wrestlers.
Right.
It is the fans.
Yeah.
Because later when we get to certain matches, I'm going to talk about how the WWE and camera placement made this night even more incredible from a staging and camera perspective. I'm really going to get on my content shit tonight here because it was some moments that I looked at and was like, y'all know what y'all doing. They missed you. You missed them. But they're also looking at certain shit. And I think we're going to start, like, my hope is we're going to start to see a shift.
Okay.
But how did you, because you know you was working last night, right?
Well, no, not exactly. Well, my daughter had basketball camp first day.
Kind of working.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But then I had a few drinks and started kicking it with her uncle and, you know what I'm saying?
Let's
and,
go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And But I did make it home in time.
One turn to two, two turn to three.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then I was scarred playing Rough Riders, Ride or Die Volume 1 on the way home. You know what I'm saying? Luckily, I got a 5-mile drive, so, you know, it works out. Man. I was like, well, I ain't got to go far. Like, I'm doing further than this in Atlanta, and I was drunk as fuck.
Yes.
But, so I was like, oh, this is nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I did catch, I caught the, I really, because of the rain delay, I caught the last hour and a half, two hours. So I was like, oh shit, I ain't missed shit when I watched the beginning from the beginning this morning. But yeah, outside of work, I mean, man, I will say to catch real time and shit, I caught really most of the black shit in real time. I caught New Day and AJ versus Omos. Of course, you know, the Bad Bunny joining Braun, Shane, and then Bianca and Sasha, which is what we're talking about, like right now, to catch every single second of that in real time, and to see it close out WrestleMania. It's granted, we talked about this for weeks, like, yo, this is the first time we're gonna see two women main event at WrestleMania, two black women main event at WrestleMania. A black woman is going to walk into WrestleMania as champion, and no matter what happens, we're going to leave with a black woman being a WWE championship or champion as we leave WrestleMania. And even though I think we kind of prepped ourselves to see all those firsts happen at the same damn time, to watch it though, and to watch it and literally when that three count hit, I was like, that might be the best WrestleMania match of this decade, and we just started.
So I'm going to pause right here.
Okay.
I'm going to pause right here because I want to go through all of the matches and give everybody his due. But I want to start off with what almost made me turn off WrestleMania.
Okay. Let's go.
And I was like, how this night is starting off is already not going to end well. So during the pre-show, Caleb Braxton, Booker T, Peter Rosenberg, JBL the King, they're doing a pre-show. Now, I missed this part. So I want to shout out Mike B from Some Dude because he caught it. He was watching the pre-show. We bought a car yesterday.
Oh wow. So, who the fuck are you? Hey, yo, this is a milestone.
Right, it's a milestone. Yeah, plus now we kind of feel like we're at home. Like now we're getting closer and closer, feeling comfortable. So we take care of all that. We was going to get stuff. We get to the crib. I turn it on. We turn on the TV. Everybody's talking. And then I go to the first Black Chap group. And I see what Mike says. Basically, you know, JBL, you know, basically fuck JBL. And for context, he put in the comments that JBL said that this is not Black history. This is just history.
Fam, just history happened 3 years ago.
Yes. I want to say this to the white people that might listen to this pod. Mm-hmm. What's history to you might just be history to you.
Right.
But there are millions of black people watching WrestleMania. Sometimes you just got to shut the fuck up.
Word. Fact.
Because I'm going to use the Morgan Freeman lane on this one. You know what, JBL? You're right.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't black history. This is our history.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
This is history. We shouldn't even have to say this is a first.
Right.
We shouldn't have to say this is the second. We shouldn't have to be like, yo, this is so iconic. Mm-hmm. But motherfuckers like you are the reason why this is black history.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like, yo. Yeah. No, I mean, in fact, I was reading it. I didn't get a chance to hear him say it.
You got to hear that in the pre-show and you're going to be like, oh man, fuck this nigga. Because I rewinded it. And him and the King was like, yeah, this is, he said it all boisterous. This is not black history. This is history. And I want to apologize to Booker T and Caleb Braxton. I know, and Peter Rosenberg.
Mm-hmm. Because,
yeah, Peter Rosenberg works at Hot 97. He works at Urban Radio. He works around black people. Mm-hmm. Caleb Braxton is African-American. She's mixed. I think she's mixed with some shit, but she's black. And she's the, as she said on Twitter like a couple of days ago, she's the only black person in her family.
Wow.
And then you have Booker T, because she's adopted. Then you have Booker T. Wow. Nigga's black. And he said he's the first black man to say nigga in a wrestling match. He's black history too.
Believe it.
I want to apologize because I didn't realize, sometimes we also got to realize something as black fans. Like, and this ain't even about let me keep my job. Maybe it's a time and a place, because I think somebody said something,
mm-hmm.
and we just don't realize it. So I went on Twitter and I was like, yo, why did any of them say something? Matter, and mind you, when this happened, I didn't see it live.
Right.
So I was trying to get context. And shouts out to, I think it was Pierce. Shouts out to Ruthless Aggression.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, he was like, did you expect Booker T to say something? And I was like, no, I'm just looking for context because I don't know right. what happened. I don't right. know what was said. I didn't know how it was said. And then when I finally saw it, I was like, nah, I think somebody should have said something right then and there.
Okay.
But shouts out to Jonathan Hood for reeling me back in.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't realize how powerful some people is or some people are.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you got to realize how powerful JBL is in the WWE. Mm. He's gotten away with countless things and never got touched.
Mm.
He bullied The Miz. He's bullied other people.
Mm-hmm.
He did like the Nazi joint in Germany. Yeah, like, yeah, look that up.
I got to Google that, which is going to be fucked up for me now.
Yeah, he got in trouble. Yeah, they was at his head for that one. He bullied Mauro. He got Matt Striker fired. He tried to bury The Miz.
Also, he got Matt Striker fired.
Yeah, apparently it was him.
Oh, shit.
So that man has done a lot. And as he says, zero repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
So that coming from him is expected. Mm-hmm. And if he's as powerful as it looks like it, it falls on deaf ears, or it looks crazy if you try to say something on camera.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the night started. But I'm going to revert back to something that happened before the match started,
mm-hmm.
which I truly believe somebody said something.
Okay.
I don't know who, but somebody said something, and it was a makeup that happened. Mm. But we're going to go to the reason why my voice is gone right now.
Okay.
First match of the night, Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre. Now, we both said Drew McIntyre is winning, but we know who we want to win. We just know how history goes.
Yes.
How did you, like, when you watched that match,
mm-hmm.
what are your thoughts throughout the whole match?
My first thought was, yo, Bobby and Drew worked this match. Like, finally, and I know that I might be in the minority on this, but I'm not for all of these five-minute car crash matches for the WWE Championship that we've been having the last few years.
Right.
Like, I'd really be wanting to see a wrestling match. Like, even if it's 15, get a couple suplexes off and shit. Like, I'm not here for you to hit the R2, R1 all night. And we just finish.
Right.
We just finish her. Now it's over. Like, so that was my first thought. I will say this. Yeah, I thought they were going to try to make good for Drew McIntyre getting robbed of his WrestleMania moment last year. But damn, when you look at Bobby Lashley and you look at what his original WrestleMania moment is involving somebody that we don't fuck with at all no more as a culture. Uh-huh. Somebody that died, unfortunately, rest in peace to Umaga. Right. And somebody that Black folks the majority of new Black wrestling fans refuse to give the proper respect to when Vince McMahon. I'll say that that's speaking for me as a part of this podcast. But to see Bobby Lashley come in as the champ, work, get a good match and a great performance of the Drew McIntyre as well, but then win though in an overall dominating fashion. To kick off a WrestleMania. Fam, y'all gotta understand that we've never seen that. Man. And I'm saying we've never seen that, and The Rock gets busy at WrestleManias. The Rock has gotten busy at WrestleMania. He never did that, though.
And The Rock ain't never came into WrestleMania and left with the belt.
Also, facts. So for that to start the night, I was like, oh, WrestleMania fire. WrestleMania fire this motherfucker right now. I was like, I'm so happy to be fucking wrong and shit on this.
Now, here's the best part about this, right? Mm-hmm. That was the only match that's the only match where a Black person was going to lose the belt. Like, going to lose out.
Right, yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this was already the best WrestleMania for Black folks before match one.
Mm-hmm.
Match one was going to be the icing on the cake. Now I'm going to shout out Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley because, one, it was a rain delay.
Yes.
For WrestleMania. Two, they personally went to Vince McMahon and said, yo, we want match one. Mm-hmm. And I do know Drew McIntyre did say he wants to be the first person out the curtain.
Yeah.
The wrestle in front of the fans when the pandemic is over. Well, you got your wish.
Oh, yeah.
But here's what you just said was golden. And it wasn't even just that he won. Because my thinking was if he wins, MVP got something to do with him winning.
Mm-hmm.
No, fam. Oh, my God. When he put him in the full Nelson, I'm like, yo, they about to do some spectacular. Drew broke the full Nelson. Yep. Yada, yada, yada. He's going to win. Mm-hmm. So he finally gets him in the full Nelson. And I'm sitting there waiting for the miraculous break.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's getting a little bit longer. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of down in a weird ass position.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Bobby just kind of got on top of him. Wait a minute. Are they about to?
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for them to grab his arm to do the three shit.
Yeah.
So he could go at 2.5.
Yeah. 2.75. Yeah.
He almost. I'm waiting for that.
Mm-hmm.
When the ref looked at him, was like, ding, ding, ding. I'll say.
Hey, and right before that, remember the move in the turnbuckle when he tried to come out? I won't lie. Now, this finish would have been cold. I would have been pissed, but this finish would have been cold.
Oh, you thought the pin was going to happen?
Nope. Okay. I thought he was going to flip out of the full Nelson, claymore him, get the pin and win. And I was like, now that would have been cold. But fuck that shit.
Right.
But
we don't want code right now. We want what we want.
Right, exactly.
So when the ref does this, I jump up. I'm like, oh shit. What the fuck? Yeah. Hell yeah. My father go, fuck wrong with him. The game on. Miriam go, Bobby Lashley won.
right? I'm telling you, she's
legit shocked like me, but I'm loud. And then Landon goes, because Landon loves Bobby Lashley.
Hey,
Landon sees that and he's running around like a bushwhacker. Yeah. So it's us two in the middle of the floor lit. My mom going, "He still watch wrestling like that?" Miriam like, "Yeah, she's explaining, yeah, like that's Bobby Lashley, Landon and no, him like Bobby Lashley got like one of the shirts and that thing."
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, and then I say, "Y'all don't realize that this is the first time in WrestleMania history that a black man comes in as the champ and leaves."
Yes.
"As the world champ."
Yes.
And my brother Patrick goes, "Wait a minute, that's the first time the Rock."
No.
And I was like, "Nah." And my brother Tyree goes, "Wow. How was that a first?" How did the Rock never leave with the belt? Like,
man, hey, which, man, for perspective, ladies and gentlemen, just think about that. The Rock is in a lot of y'all top threes, and he ain't never had that moment to walk in and walk out as a WWE champion.
Never had that moment. So that right there clinched it as the best WrestleMania in black folks' history. That clinched it.
Yeah.
You didn't have to watch shit else if you didn't want to. Ladies and gentlemen, you could have stopped watching, because black people was going to walk out with all of the belts that was being defended that night.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to look at shit. Now, with that being said, Bobby Lashley, congratulations.
Yes.
You made black history by continuing to be the champion. And what's crazy is now hearing them, it was in a dominant fashion. So now I am in a confused state of what's going to happen with Bobby Lashley, for the exception of one thing. He better not lose that belt, that Money in the Bank. His next big match at SummerSlam, he should be the champ at SummerSlam. And you know what? It should be him versus Brock Lesnar. Fuck it. You can book it, get it signed, sealed, and delivered. That should be your main event at SummerSlam. All one of his shit else. Give Brock what the fuck he wants as far as the money goes. Because, right, in my opinion, Bobby Lashley legit became Big Money Bobby.
Okay. I like it. Because
he defeated, as you said, he defeated the white champ in dominant fashion.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
There was a lot of people cheering that man when he won that belt. I don't know if it was the black section, because it was a black session with Kaz and Real Life Kaz and West Side Gun, and it was a nigga section.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the front row.
You could tell Wale Mania got their own, like, it was like the 200s.
Yes. it was like the white people right here, but then right behind them, it's a selection of niggas. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was just them who was cheering Bobby.
And I wouldn't, man.
Listen, it was the whites too.
Keeping it so real. I mean, unfortunately, it's over for the moment. But man, I would have loved to see the Hurt Business come out in full strength just to see that reaction of the crowd. Yes. Because that didn't look like a crowd that was like, "Oh, fuck, Drew McIntyre lost." Like that wasn't the crowd. That crowd looked like, had the Hurt Business have showed up and they had all been in there with the pyro going off and Bobby holding up the belt, like, shit would have went the fuck up.
I think that was the only missed opportunity in that match. I'm going to slide past the tag team turmoil match for only this reason. It was a lot of bumps and it was a lot of botches in that match. I still think it was a decent match, but it was a lot of botches. I am happy for Natalya and Tamina, because I think they win the title. And other than the 24/7 championship, I think this would be Tamina's first world championship.
I was going to say, yes, that. Also, ain't that her first like actual WrestleMania match where she's got the finish and the pin?
Yes.
So respect to Natty for doing that for her on this night, with the first night out, fucking with it.
But also, I think Dana Brooks' breast popped out, or she had to do a readjustment. Because if you watch it, yeah, if you have to, you have to watch that match, because like she was covered, and then she fixed something, and then the TV went black.
Damn it! I gotta check Twitter then.
So be careful out there. Brooks, also shouts out to Mandy, Mandy Rose for taking that fall.
Yeah,
hell going down the ramp.
Yeah, I did see that.
She took that shit like a G. She was like, She took that shit like a G. Shouts out to Titus O'Neil. All right, going to the next match. Cesaro stands. Your moment is here.
Yes.
Your moment is here, ladies and gentlemen. In another fire-ass match.
Man.
Another fire-ass match. Cesaro defeated Seth Rollins. My prediction is now changed a bit.
Okay.
Because of what happened night one, my prediction has changed a bit. So I don't think Cesaro is going to get the first crack at the championship on SmackDown. I don't think he's going to get the first title shot.
Okay.
But I think he's Money in the Bank, Cesaro now.
Okay, yeah.
The next pay-per-view is Money in the Bank. I see him as the Money in the Bank winner.
Okay, that's not far-fetched since my pick was Bobby Lashley. So,
how did you like the Cesaro's Seth Rollins match?
Okay, man. First of all, match was super dope. I'm glad that Cesaro got to use the UFO in front of a crowd.
Yeah,
because when he did last year, was it him or Drew Gulak? I don't remember. Or maybe that was the match, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But when I seen it last year, I was like, "Oh shit, that was hard." So when he did it with Seth Rollins, I was like, "Oh shit, now he's just showing out with it because he got people here to watch it." I was like, "Then that's what the fuck you do." This was a super dope fucking match, and I'm gonna say it right now, and I don't care like about the backlash I am going to receive. But Seth Rollins is probably 5 to 7 matches from being better than Shawn Michaels, and everybody should agree with that shit.
Ooh.
Like,
he's going in with the hot takes after WrestleMania.
If that's a hot take, I'll stand on that, because win or lose, because what makes Shawn Michaels Mr. WrestleMania, right? The fact that his performance is at here, win or lose, title or not, and he steals the show. Seth Rollins has been doing that with no ladders, with no titles, with no death-defying spills. Like, he hasn't had to jump off a cage yet at a WrestleMania. Like, the shit that Seth Rollins is doing out here, ladies and gentlemen, like, we really need to stop speaking other people's names with his right now.
And to your point, he did all of that. And still did do it with the title, because Money in the Bank.
There you go, heist of the century. Like, and I don't want to overshadow this, because congrats to Cesaro, hell of a performance, well deserved, well earned, like all of that, like right. But fam, Seth freaking Rollins, man, as he says, like, and no matter what his character is, no matter where he sets on the spectrum, heel or face, no matter who they put him in the ring with, he made, like, the way he maneuvers himself out of the curb stomp to take a finisher or to take a European uppercut or an RKO, like, we really got to talk about this shit. This man did a 360 corkscrew frog splash last night.
That shit was cold.
For no fucking reason.
When that shit happened, I said, wait a minute, what did I just watch?
Right. Like, yo.
He put that bitch in the frog splash. It's like, what?
It was like, yo, like for real, we're about 5 to 7 matches from Seth Rollins being better than Shawn Michaels, and even the OG is going to start agreeing with that shit. That's just how I feel on the surface level.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was gonna say, like, granted, like, he don't have, like, I don't know how many iconic matches he can have, but body of work.
Yeah. I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. I might even tend to agree with you on that one. So yeah, I might. And the reason why I say that is because you got to take into account the Rocker shit.
Right. You got to.
You got to.
Like one, he was in wrestling Wham. Right. That counts.
Hey, man, we've been killing it with the names, even though I did call them motherfuckers Wham.
Right. They were Wham. Marty Jannetty was definitely George Michael, homie. I don't even know
the nigga. Name.
Yeah, he definitely was him, though.
Nigga with dark hair. Yes. And Shawn Michaels was George Michael. Go in the archives, ladies and gentlemen. We ain't got to do that. We're talking about WrestleMania right now. All right. A star was born last night, and this star is black. AJ Styles and Omos versus The New Day. I didn't know if The New Day was heel or face last night. I was kind of confused at that. I knew because the only reason why is because you always see the heels keep away from the face.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's going to dominate everything. And that was the role that they played last night.
Yeah.
But when that man got in the ring, Omos, when he did them elbows at the corner, I said, he's been watching Diesel matches. He's been watching Diesel matches. They know who to put him in with. And even when AJ Styles did that phenomenal elbow off and off and everything, but it's his reactions, fam. As soon as he got in the match, you heard nigga and everybody else go, oh. And he was like, I've been waiting for this.
Right. Yeah.
Even I was like, oh, what the fuck they about to have him to happen? And then he even said the word bitch.
Yeah. He's like, you a bitch.
Yeah. I was like, he been waiting on this for real. Okay. And how they sold for him and everything, and then how he basically eliminated Kofi, who's the former world champion, and then put AJ Styles put the foot on his chest.
Yeah.
I do think a star was born last night with Omos. It's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do with him. But I do think from his reactions, movement, I mean, I'm not expecting somebody 7'3" to be doing, you know, technical wrestling shit. But have him look at matches of Diesel, and he's going to be. Your thoughts on Omos last night?
Omos looked really, really good, man. Very rarely, especially in this era, do we see a 7-foot guy or a 7-foot plus human that kind of strikes that level of fear that the 80s and 90s guys had on first appearance.
Yeah.
And the way he dominated was like in a very powerful athletic fashion, but it wouldn't because, oh, he can do a drop kick or he about to do the leapfrog or anything like that. It was just like, nah, you know what? Like, he might chase you down and beat your motherfucking ass. And sometimes that's really all you need to be. Like, the big ass dude that will chase you down and beat your motherfucking ass. And he did exactly that all night as soon as he got in the ring. And what better way to debut yourself than with AJ Styles, who showed his ass last night as well.
Yes, he did.
But and then against The New Day, which we said first black champ, told y'all first, who puts over more black wrestlers than The New Day? Who does it?
Nobody.
Man. And
the same amount of people who was better than Kanyon.
You did. Do y'all watch BCW for real or not?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So man, it was just great to see him look that good. And the thing is, you know, a lot of the big guys too on the debut, they come out real stiff. Like, maybe it's the lights, maybe it's the moment. But like, Omos really looked like, yeah, no, like he really been waiting for this. Like, yo,
and he ain't have on no ring gear for him.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga had a cut off shirt.
Yeah, like he came straight from DXL.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? got the sleeveless with the slacks. And you know, probably a nice Chelsea boot or something like that. I don't know. I didn't check his feet.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, no, you know what? This would fit. We're not wearing the tights.
Right.
And yeah, no, he started fucking people up, man. And yo, yeah, the 1 foot pin. Yeah. Don't even what I loved about this the most, bang. That man didn't touch the ground one time. He didn't take a knee. He didn't fall in the corner. He didn't even do a move that let him hit the ground.
And they drop kicked him. Nigga tried to do the cross body and he was like,
yeah. Fuck. Nah.
Not today.
Like, yeah, nah.
Like, matter of fact, I'm gonna say this. You could put Nicki Minaj moment of life behind him as soon as he walks in the ring. That was this moment. He been waiting on this. Like, I ain't get to do this on NXT, fam.
Right.
I've been having to watch motherfuckers do shit. I just want to get a motherfucker clothesline, something. And he did last night. So shouts out to him. First match, tag team champion, Kofi and Xavier Woods for doing the job. Now, a match that I was not last night. But I want to apologize to Shane McMahon.
Okay.
Because for some reason, the matches we don't really give really about him being in turns out to be halfway decent.
Word, yeah.
And last night was no exception. I'll tell you what I did not like about Braun Strowman and Shimonan. The big ass nigga talking about some. This is for all of the people that are being bullied. Like, fam. Do you know what you've done your whole career?
Right. Like you literally look like the person you're fighting against.
Right. At the same time, when he tore off the damn cage to bring Sane back in and then hip tossed his ass off the goddamn top rope. I said, goddamn, you know what? Braun Strowman has a good way of railing us back in.
Mm.
And that's what happens now. Don't give him Bobby Lashley just yet. Because I want it to Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. But now I officially see a way to build rebuild Braun Strowman.
Really? Okay. I'm curious to hear this because I agree with you on the match. Yeah. And I even tweeted out this morning. Shane did what he had to do and what he was supposed to do. I don't think Shane, I think we don't give Shane enough credit for making the match what it's exactly what it's supposed to be.
Yep.
However, I don't think that Braun Strowman is the character he needs to be yet.
I think, and I'm not saying that he should get a title. He could be somebody you feed to Bobby Lashley.
Okay.
But I see APA Jr. in his future.
Okay. And you know what? Based on where the story is, I mess with that. I mess with that because now, to me, even though that match went really well for his career and character, it still felt like a one-off to me.
Now, the other part about this is Bobby Lashley showed you last night, hey, he gonna have a good match against physical niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get more fear than him, Braun Strowman.
Sure.
But I don't want him to beat Shane McMahon and then all of a sudden that Money in the Bank. He's fighting for the title.
Right.
But always WrestleMania is not just about matches, it's about moments. Right. And that was a hell of a moment seeing Braun Strowman just go,
yeah.
Come here.
Because I mean, hell, we even talked about it last week. The cage match itself still didn't move our needle. Yeah. So for that to be part of the finish, I'm with it. Like, one, throwing Shane off the cage into the ring, boom, F with it. him getting his hand, trying to wave by to him, causing it, ripping the cage open. Never seen that before. And we've had Kane and the Undertaker in cages and cells and all kinds of shit. And we've still never seen that.
So, the Big Show.
Yeah, and the Big Show. So, like, so for the fact that it's 2021, WrestleMania cage match, and we got a new ending, fucking with it.
I would say the surprise of the night was the next match. Okay. The Miz and John Morrison versus Damian Priest and Bad Bunny. We had no expectations coming into this match.
Right.
It was just, but this is Damian Priest's debut at WrestleMania too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I even saw some tweets that was like, yo, The Miz is going to have to carry this.
Mm.
And while The Miz did a great job carrying things,
yeah.
I'm going to give Damian Priest his respect.
Word.
Yeah. As you see, I did not call him Puerto Rican Vampiro.
That is true. You did not.
I'm going to give him his respect. But Bad Bunny had a top five celebrity performance and is not five.
Yeah, word. No. Right with you. I was like, whoa. Because, I mean, you know, we've been watching on Raw. And he getting his chair shots off and he's slapping the shit out of motherfuckers. Yeah. I get it. But no, he wrestled last night.
Now,
like,
let's get it. I read that Adam Pearce and Drew Gulak trained Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
So he got some good training, but when he did the Canadian Destroyer,
bruh.
Hey,
because that's not some shit you learn in just a conversation, Shaq.
Man.
And that's just not something that you learn by even just going 1 week to like, oh yeah, hey yo, WrestleMania's 8 weeks away. Okay, bet. I got 8 chances to get in there. Like, nah. You're putting in time.
Yes.
And that time deserves unbelievable respect. Bad Bunny got mine. I was like, wow. Talk about people taking this shit like serious, like, yo, like it's bigger than getting the pop and making the hot tag and in the corner. Like he was like, no, I'm gonna go out here and wrestle.
If I put you on the question now and told you to give me your top five performances, who would they be?
Top five performances. Obviously we put Bad Bunny in there. I still got Lawrence Taylor in the five. What's the superhero dude?
Stephen Amell.
Emily. Yeah, yeah. I got him in there. I'm not a hater. Does Floyd Mayweather count?
Yeah.
Okay. Floyd. And homegirl. Maria Menounos.
Yeah, we got the same. We got the same. Okay. I got Lawrence. I still have Lawrence Taylor number one because it was a main event.
Like I feel you.
The last match at WrestleMania. So I have Lawrence Taylor number one. I have Maria Menounos number two. I have Annie number three. I have Stephen Amell in the middle four. And who did you have? Who else you had? It was the same.
Floyd.
Yeah, Floyd. I got Floyd number five. Those would be it right now with Snooki coming up at six. But yeah, that match surprised the hell out of us. Now let's finish this podcast off.
Yeah.
With the best women's match of all time.
Okay. Okay. We taking it there.
Yeah.
So you're officially TakeOver Brooklyn, Sasha, Bayley number two.
Let's finish this podcast off with the women's wrestler of all time.
All right. There it is. Hey, yep. There it is. And I'm not about to argue. I'm not about to sit here and argue.
Let's finish this podcast off with history being made as the first African Americans to main event of WrestleMania in a match. Mm. The second match ever with two African Americans going up against each other in a singles match at WrestleMania. The first women's championship match to feature two black women going against each other in a WrestleMania. If you want to splice off history, I think Sasha Banks last night proved that she's the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
Man.
And I had Charlotte number one. Stratus really? Number two. But last night, Sasha took that mantle. She took that mantle. Now, the good thing about this is I believe that Sasha and Charlotte will be fighting for that mantle, for to be on top of that mantle for years to come. Okay. But last night was everything that they wanted Charlotte, Ronda, and Becky to be.
Yep.
They won it last night. And it was two black women that did it, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. Also want to give, of course, a shout out to the noose of the women's champion, Bianca Belair. Hmm. Bianca Belair had my wife up there like, that? From when Sasha flew out the ropes on top of Bianca. Bianca rolls up, picks her up, presses her, throws her in. The suplex. When Sasha was fighting, trying to get down, and Bianca stayed there. Been taking the shooting, the 450 splash and getting the knees, but then doing it again. The finish with the whip. But I'm going to tell you, and I rarely get this moment in wrestling, Kemp. Really, I've watched enough wrestling to not get any emotional or sentimental moments or like goosebumps. Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks gave me goosebumps. From the opening, when Bianca looked like she was about to cry happy tears.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Sasha breaking character a bit to smile, to let her know we got this. The crowd reaction. And this is what I'm talking about. Why crowds are just as important, if not more, than the match itself.
Yeah.
Because even going back to the Bad Bunny match, it seemed like the cameraman and the director found every Puerto Rican in that crowd.
Yeah, it was turned the fuck up.
Go back and watch that match. Fuck the match. Look at the crowd shots. I was watching it this morning because I watched it again and was like, yo, they found every Puerto Rican in the front. They finding all of them. Like Puerto Rican's getting their love tonight. And seeing Bianca Belair's father almost jump the rail.
Man.
For the match. That's hard. I think that's every black father if they can't win something and they didn't. And you heard what I just said, right? Black father. I think the WWE Universe really got a glimpse of real, authentic black parenting that didn't come up in this business. Because I know you could talk about, you know, when Soul Man Rocky Johnson jumped the ramp to go beat up like the Sultan and all of them when The Rock at SummerSlam or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But Soul Man Rocky Johnson is a former wrestler. He's a former tag team champion.
Right. Legend and all that.
Bianca Belair daddy was a singer.
Right. You know what I'm saying? My man was trying to be in the Four Tops.
Right.
You know, there's other shit that's happening.
He's regular like you and me. So when he sees his daughter win the championship, which I know he didn't know she was going to win, he's legit like, yo, I want to go celebrate with my baby. This was the graduation moment, ladies and gentlemen. Bianca Belair's daddy was the black dude at the graduation that wanted to celebrate with his kid. And you know what? We welcome that shit. Even that moment itself, did you see the moment? Like, look at the fans, camera, hard camera section. Look at the crowd's reaction when Sasha Banks gets whipped by Bianca Belair's hair. Everybody in the hard camera section is like, oh, shit. And they knew what was going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, last night was proof that we need to be in the building for these events because it gets no better. Like the loud was just as much as important as WrestleMania itself, and it showed. But getting to that match, it's not. That was the best women's wrestling match that I've ever seen in my life, and I think I'm seeing my life considering what happened. Also, I think going forward, this proves because the build up to this match to me.
Okay.
I don't think the WWE got the build up right until you looked at the video package.
Okay.
You looked at the video package, you just picked up all of the best moments out of the fuck shit that y'all did and gave us a dope ass video package. The match clearly made up for all of that shit.
Word.
Which I truly believe that the WWE should keep it that the women main event night one.
Okay.
And then the men main event night two.
Okay.
Because I think if Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair proved anything, is that women can be just as physical as the men and still be graceful. I think that's already been proven with like Sasha and Becky and Asuka and all of these people. But I think what kind of mesh it meshed WrestleMania match. This made up for it up. And I think as long as they do shit right, that's how night one and night two should go.
Okay.
Unless it's a O'Reilly and Adam Cole thing where, hey man, this non-title match is just gonna be in that match. Cold in the motherfucker. We talking about WrestleMania.
Right.
Shouts out to Kyle O'Reilly and Adam. It's a great night. Man. At NXT. God damn, it was an amazing match. With that being said, they gave us everything that we wanted, we expected, and more. Mm-hmm. And for that match to end up the way that it was, and then for somebody just so happened to film Sasha Banks on the ground, rolling to the rail, but looking up at Bianca Belair and smiling, is what you do when the cameras are not on that made that even more important. There was a dude, if you go up in the group, in the group page, I think his name is Anthony or whatever, but he was talking about how Sasha Banks, like, when is Sasha Banks going to get a moment? And I know that one of the reasons why you had picked Sasha Banks is because of something similar.
Right.
But as I told him, and as you already know, see Shawn Michaels, that sometimes the best moments come from the loser. See Shawn Michaels.
Right.
And I think one of the reasons why Sasha Banks is now the greatest wrestler of all time is the same reason why people put Michaels as the greatest wrestler of all time. Mm-hmm. It ain't, a lot of times, it's not about the wins and the losses. Mm-hmm. It's nobody's going to out to me.
Right.
And nobody outperformed Sasha Banks last night. That might have been a better match, and that's debatable in itself.
Right.
But if you look at everybody who performed that night, I don't think nobody outperformed Sasha Banks. Nobody. And the way that she put that girl over, I don't know if any other women's wrestler on that roster, or men too.
Right. Let's talk about that.
Would have broke character and looked up at the ring and saw person celebrate and win that belt and smile. Mm-hmm. Like, that proved to me also Sasha Banks is a dope-ass person, dope-ass character, really wants everybody to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Because she made her shine. She broke character. Not only to smile at Bianca Belair, but Sasha Banks knows what she did last night.
Yeah, absolutely.
The same thing she did with Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing she did with Sasha. I mean, with Charlotte. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing she did with every woman on that roster. Mm-hmm. But now she had the chance to do it at the grandest stage of them all, the Showcase of Immortals, the main event. And while she didn't win, that was her Shawn Michaels moment. That was her WrestleMania 10 moment. That was her jumping off of the ladder moment. Bianca Belair is a better version of Razor Ramon right now.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But Sasha Banks comes out as Shawn Michaels, but even on a higher playing field, because Shawn Michaels was fighting for the Intercontinental Championship. And then the next year, he was wrestling for the World Championship, loses. But then the next year, he's in the Ironman competition. Sasha Banks is the best, the boss, the SmackDown champion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get no better than that. Best match of all, best women's match of WrestleMania in WrestleMania history, best women's match of all time. I think as years go on, that might become a top 10 WrestleMania match.
Okay. Okay.
And I think Sasha benefits as becoming the greatest women's wrestler of all time. I'm off my soapbox.
Yeah, no. No, but you, I mean, all valid, man. It took everything in me last night to not tweet. I don't ever want to hear about Charlotte, Becky, or Ronda next to Sasha Banks' name ever again in my fucking life. Like, I just put my phone the fuck down. I was like, you know what? Because somebody will challenge me. And I don't feel like hearing this shit after what I just watched, right? So let me just enjoy this moment of Black excellence. Let me enjoy this moment of Black women's empowerment, and let me just get the fuck on with my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I wanted. But like, for me, from same angle but different angle, like, just like you were talking about Sasha Banks' performance, I don't think anybody's outperformed Sasha Banks since January of 2018, and that was when her and Ronda had the Royal Rumble match. And I was like, man, you know. Watching the match last night, granted, Charlotte wins a lot, but Charlotte can't do what we saw Sasha Banks do. And I say that even with how the man formed. Like, we didn't really re-fall in love with Becky Lynch as the man because Charlotte really put her over.
Right.
It's just that Becky Lynch really found a character for her that works and 10X that bitch. Sasha Banks has the ability to take whatever you are, the character you are, whatever you are in that match. And she was like, well, this is how we're going to let them know that this is match of the night. This can't be fucked with. And win or lose, you're going to look great tonight. While and it doesn't take any luster off of me. And yeah, I do believe a couple more matches she should have won, specifically against white women for titles. Yeah, you're right. But last night, though, was literally like, oh, no, what's the best way to prove that Bianca Belair is the future? Put her against the undoubted measuring stick of this women's division and women's wrestling right now. And if Charlotte can win title after title at pay-per-view after pay-per-view, and if Paige can win a title on her first night on Raw, then damn it, Bianca Belair can win her first title at WrestleMania in the main event against Sasha Banks. Because Black girls need to watch those moments happen for them too.
Yeah.
Like, this match was incredible. Again, like you said, if we want to split hairs, yeah, I know some guys that are just guys like testosterone on high will say, no, man, the Cesaro Seth Rollins match was way better than that shit. Well, you're wrong on the way better part. But you know what I'm saying? But look what you're measuring against. Like, the guy that I just said is 5-7 matches away from being better than Shawn Michaels, and even the OGs are going to agree with it. That's the only match I think you can put out there is like, yeah, that competed with Sasha and Bianca last night. And I still got Sasha and Bianca over that match. It was incredible to see. It was incredible to see women's wrestling take it this far. And man, it's gonna be an amazing year for both of those ladies, man. And it don't matter who the fuck come back. It don't matter what trade swaps happen, what title change happens. Like, this is, it got no realer than that. Like, the women's division won tenfold with that match last night.
Yes, they did. And to your point, it was amazing to see the emotion out of Bianca Belair. Mm-hmm. It was amazing to see that she's not a robot.
Yeah.
It was amazing to see the honesty. But it's also telling that facial expressions and body language are just as important as a wrestling move. It's just as important as a clothesline. It's just as important as a submission move, a finish. Because in the beginning, you saw her happy to be there.
Yeah.
Excited about the moment. And when she gave her the 450 finally, and she and Sasha kicked out, look that she had of amazement and shock, but then watches her facial expression gradually changes to, oh, I got this bitch.
Yeah.
It's like, I got this bitch. And then goes and tries to put in a finisher. Sasha breaks out of it. Breaks out of it again. And she gets it. 1, 2, 3. Again, look at her facial expression.
Yeah.
I was like, when I saw that, I said, yeah, game over. They're giving her the belt tonight. It's a great choice. But again, I think if you were to pick three winners to close up shop, and before we just really quickly go through tonight, Sunday night, if you had to pick three winners last night, who would those three people be?
Talking about just what winners and of just WrestleMania, like the night,
right? Who won the night?
Man, the top three are for me still Seth Rollins, Bianca Belair, and Sasha Banks. And I know what happened for Cesaro was big, and he can be four, but again, it's the performances that are going to stand out. Like, those three individuals put on performances that are going to make montages.
Right. Going a different direction. Bianca's number one, Sasha's number two, and Cesaro's number three. Cesaro picking number three is because he finally got over the hump.
Okay.
And he got over the hump in the grandest stage of them all. I think Seth makes them, but it's not like he was up in there with a stiff.
Right.
Like, Cesaro told a great story, but out of all the years in the WWE, he got the Rock, and he didn't drop it. So this is more of a nod to not just Cesaro, but the Cesaro stands, the Cesaro section.
All right. Right, hey, word, yeah,
right, because
perfect time to bring it back.
Because y'all been saying for years that this night happened last night, should have been happened, and it finally happened. And if he didn't take the ball and ran with it, he would be losing a Riddle for the U.S. Championship. And I did think that this was going to happen, which is one of the reasons why I had said that I think he's probably going to get the first title shot after WrestleMania. But now I think, like, looking at what I predict to happen tonight, he won't get that title shot, but I think he's the front runner for Money in the Bank. All right, so let's real quick go into night two. Tonight we have a lot of matches where if they want to keep up with night one, it's a lot of fucking work to do.
Yeah.
And that's putting it mildly. So tonight we have a couple of matches. Going to go through a rundown real quick just to see if we're still keeping our predictions. And I have a guarantee for the main event tonight. All right, so let's go first. Oscar versus Rhea Ripley. Who you got?
You know what? I'm gonna stick with Asuka. Yeah,
I'm gonna stick with Asuka as well on this one. We got The Fiend versus Randy Orton. I'm going to keep it as a no contest. I don't think this is gonna be a cinematic match, but I think this is gonna be a no contest. I don't see a winner in this. I'm sorry, it's like, I don't know who you got.
I watched the Broken Skull sessions, and I'm going Bray Wyatt. I'm staying with Bray Wyatt. Yeah.
Okay. At Big E versus Apollo Crews in a Nigerian drum fight. Hey, Wakanda.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Still don't know what's gonna happen. I still think it's gonna be people around the ring with Nigerian drums drumming as mm-hmm. the fight the form. But who you got?
Because I tweeted this. It just looks like Big E really still wants to be in the New Day. And so I'm sticking with Apollo Crews. Like, Big E last night looked like, yeah, this is what I want to do. And now I'm officially kind of in the lane of maybe we want more for Big E than he wants for himself.
Yeah. I see more of Big E versus Omos in our future because he beats Evans more than I see Big E with the Intercontinental Championship. So, yeah, I got Apollo Crews tonight. And, yeah, we might have a deeper conversation. I it just feels like what you said, he ride to be in the New Day.
Yeah.
If that's what you want, that's cool, too. Yeah, I'm not dissing it at all.
Right.
We're
still waiting on Keith Lee because Keith Lee on the clock anyway, and Bobby Lashley got the belt. Okay.
There you go. All right, so then we got Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. Who you got?
You know, I always rock KO. KO show, man. KO Mania 4, I believe this is, or 5.
Yes, sir. I think I'm going to go with Kevin Owens as well. Riddle versus Sheamus for the United States Championship. I had Sheamus last week. I'm going to go with Riddle. I'm going back with Riddle. I think I can't see Riddle losing tonight.
Okay. Still sticking with Sheamus, man, because of the first quarter.
There you go. We got Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus Natalya and Tamina. Who you got?
Hey, I'm going Natalya and Tamina. That I like what this weekend represents for both of them. So, yeah.
And I got Tamina being able to hoist the title and get a congratulations from my cousin, Iraq. All right, so the last match of the night. I'm going to let you go first on this one because I have a guarantee. Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, triple threat match, Universal Championship. Who you got?
I can't front, man. I think I picked Daniel Bryan that first time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stay with Daniel Bryan, man. Because why is he fucking here?
Yeah, why?
So I'm going Captain Planet, man. Daniel Bryan, man. Biodegradable Bob Backlund will do it.
All right, my guarantee is that Edge is going to come out the world champ. Hey, I told y'all that I didn't mind Edge being in this because the promo's going to be lit.
Yeah.
Nigga, the promos have been lit. My God, he's been delivering some of the best promos in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he's a mixture of old man Logan and the original heel Edge when he started getting in title contention.
Mm-hmm.
The Edge during Taboo Tuesday when he didn't get the title shot.
Yeah.
See Edge versus Shawn Michaels. That Edge.
Yeah. It should be my title. I should get the victory. Yeah. Edge was turned.
Yes. This is Edge. That met old man Logan. Basically, I ain't got enough time. I bust my ass just to get to this point. I never lost this motherfucker in the first place. Biodegradable Bob Backlund is interrupting my shine and getting himself in my business. And he lost. And they decide to give him a title. Side note, Sonya Deville, like, hey, man, you shouldn't have gave Daniel Bryan. Right. Which leads to your point. Why the fuck is he here then?
Right.
But I see ultimate opportunist here.
Yeah.
I see him back. He said the Raiders back. Y'all brought me back tomorrow.
Right.
So I see Roman Reigns attempting to pin Daniel Bryan and the ultimate opportunist comes in and spears Roman Reigns, and he pins Biodegradable Bob Backlund. That's like, but is going to tease distinction within the Samoan camp.
Okay.
Because as I predicted, Jey Uso wins the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Yeah.
He's going to have a good WrestleMania weekend. I don't think Roman Reigns is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you see a more turned up character for Roman Reigns to the point I'm also about to give you another guarantee. Roman Reigns will win the Money in the Bank next month.
Okay. But hey, and I am not mad at that based on what he's doing and what the setup could be.
So yeah, your next Money in the Bank is gonna be Roman Reigns. They're gonna make sure whoever get this motherfucker, we ain't having no Otis situation.
Yeah.
He might get that belt back that night.
Yeah. And in true fashion, he'd be like, yeah, no, you know what? This is my show. I'm still the tribal chief. Like, nobody beat me. So I'm coming to get my shit back.
And it's gonna be Edge versus Daniel Bryan for the event and money. So it's a lot right there. But Edge wins tonight. He pins Daniel Bryan after moving Roman Reigns out the way. Roman Reigns is pissed, but his cousin wins. So his cousin kind of feels like maybe I'm the tribal chief. And he got like, you won that fucking battle royal that nobody give a fuck about, and that was on SmackDown on Friday. Roman Reigns didn't give a fuck. Here's the fucked up thing about that shit before we get out of here.
Yeah.
They showed that they don't give a fuck about that battle royal, and that Roman Reigns don't give a fuck about that battle royal so much. Is as soon as Jey Uso won that bitch, Roman Reigns popped out. You didn't watch WrestleMania SmackDown. Probably the fun shit that happened all year in wrestling. Because that nigga was celebrating, and then all of a sudden the music came on, and this nigga had to stand behind Roman Reigns and put his jacket on.
Oh, no.
I said, man, this nigga Roman Reigns ain't shit.
Oh, God.
He ain't shit at all. This nigga ain't shit. Yo, all right, it's over with. Back. Come on, Paul.
My music. Right.
Let's go. Let me talk my shit. And then he hit niggas with the look. I'm better than you. I make more money than you. I put people in more seats than you. Mm-hmm. I do all this shit. Ain't no reason. And that's the reason why I think he's going to get it. And where I think he'll get it that night. If you're going to get the Money in the Bank, he'll get the title back that night. I think Roman Reigns is going to hit niggas with the, I'm still a tribal chief, so.
Yeah, I ain't following along. You seen nobody beat my ass.
Y'all have fun. Mm-hmm. Y'all fighting for my title. I'll get it back when I want to. Because remember what he did. He didn't sign that Adam Pearce contract that went with you until he got to the ramp.
Right.
Nice.
He's like, hey, it'd be funny as shit tonight. He'd be like, hey, this is a non-title match. So have fun, guys. See y'all on SmackDown. My show.
Yeah. Do you have any guarantees?
You know what? I don't have a guarantee, but I want to give a shout, though. I'm going to give a shout and a salute match to Michael Cole. I know everybody is kind of like killing them for like the finish because he said the kick out or whatever. But I want to salute Michael Cole off top for before that Bianca and Sasha match started. He let it be known and let it be clear that, for the first time, two black women are main event in WrestleMania for the time. Like, he went through the whole spiel and didn't fuck one word of that up. And I think that's what should matter more to everybody than him, than the missed call, if you will, at the end of the match.
And who says it was a missed call?
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
Like, so I wasn't even worried about that shit, but that wanted to end off the show. And we didn't even talk about this.
Word.
at the beginning of our WrestleMania talk, I talked about how JBL has said that this wasn't Black history. This was just history. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that somebody said something to Vince McMahon about that shit. Mm. And they felt the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, I think Sasha and Bianca are at the forefront of that shit. Mm-hmm. But it would not shock me and surprise me if Booker T and Caleb Braylor and other Black wrestlers were there too. Because I don't expect Sasha and Bianca to even know that was said.
Right.
I don't even expect them to know that that was said, because I don't think they sit in the back watching the pre-show, especially when it is a rain delay going on.
Right.
And they trying to figure out shit.
Right.
I don't want to say, I mean, it wouldn't, I said, it wouldn't shock me or surprise me if Kayla or Booker T said something, but somebody said something. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you two reasons why somebody said something. Because, yes, JBL, that was disrespectful to say. And but to your point, we shouldn't even be talking about this as Black history. This is history. Mm-hmm. But because of the history of wrestling, we got to acknowledge that. And just the history of our world in general, fam, we got to acknowledge that. So this might not be history to you because you're white. Mm-hmm. But for my son, for my sons, for my wife who started watching wrestling now more than ever, mm-hmm. and who loves Bianca Belair, once she saw her doc, it was like, okay, I know her backstory. And all of the countless women in wrestling and young girls who would potentially be a wrestler, that's Black history.
Right.
Shut the fuck up. You don't determine what's history for us.
Right.
Nigga, she could have lost the goddamn Io Shirai, and it's still Black history to us.
Right, I believe it.
Because she was an amazing. So that's number one. But number two, and I think it's even now more important than ever, is you can't diminish our history. Mm. And what we do. Right. You can't do that. That was history to a lot of people, even outside of being Black or person of color. Mm-hmm. Like Mickey James said in a tweet that she was the first person to win a world women's championship in her first match at WrestleMania. And that was 15 years ago. And then that same tweet acknowledged that it was two Black women in the main event, and it was another woman in the first WrestleMania match to win the women's championship.
Right.
So that's history in itself.
Exactly.
And that ain't even got nothing to do with her being Black.
Right.
With her just being a wrestler.
Right. But he couldn't highlight that because he probably didn't know that shit.
Right. So it's like, fam. It's history either way you want to put it.
Right.
Acknowledge that shit. And I commit, if what I believe happened, mm-hmm. I commend them speaking up the same WrestleMania weekend that Hulk Hogan has been trotted out to be the motherfucking host.
I was just about to say that. I was like, oh, I know Hotep Wrestling Twitter went crazy because you get that statement. Then you see Vince McMahon. Then you see Hulk Hogan co-hosting. It was like, oh, this the MAGA show. This is WrestleMania KKK. Like,
you did that shit. You cannot read the room better than if somebody came to Vince McMahon. They could have been white. And they went to Vince McMahon and be like, hey, we got to have Michael Cole say something about Black women. Why? I mean, what? JBL said that this is not Black history. This is history. I mean, technically, he's right. Vince, right. Read the room.
Right, yeah, man.
Oh, fuck.
Like you know why you got Titus out there with Hogan, right?
Right. Read the
same
room.
Same thing. Same thing. Read like, the room. Like, literally, when Hogan tried to deflect, it was like, no, this is about the guys in the back. It's not about Black or white. Like, yeah, you see how that went, right?
Right. Read the room. And that's what somebody did. I don't think Michael Cole knew that in his head.
Oh, yeah.
But Michael Cole don't say that unless somebody gives him permission. Because as Jonathan Hood said, as Jonathan Hood said, it ain't too many people more powerful than JBL. And while I think that Michael Cole is powerful, I'm not saying that he ain't. I'm saying that somebody had to say, hey, Mike, make sure you acknowledge that it's two black women main event in WrestleMania.
We're on the same page, but I think it's written a little differently. I personally think, Michael Cole is the ear to the locker room and the wrestling streets.
It could have been him.
And I really do think it is Michael Cole, because on the not so low, because we don't highlight it as such, but Michael Cole is Jim Ross now. Like, he's the Jim Ross of this era. So, like, and I mean that from the on the mic to off the mic and in the back. I think Michael Cole was like, this fucking guy, man. He's like, so now I definitely got to fix this shit for this match. Like, and I really think that is, like, you know, because Michael Cole's very aware of the just the evolution of just minorities in wrestling since his tenure. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's no longer the skinny guy getting a wedgie from DX, which just goes to show how long he's been around to watch all this progression in itself.
Ain't getting the behind right no more.
Right. Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? He's getting wedgies and he started getting raped. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? This shit just got, then he's saying cougar real, like, nastily when fucking Vicky Guerrero comes out. But we also got to give Michael Cole his credit. He is the first guy to say, look, hey, this, the New Day is breaking the streak. The New Day is this. The New Day is this. The New Day is the greatest tag team of all time in WWE. Like, he's the guy that put it out there. He's the guy that helped oversell Kofi Mania. Like, yo, I honestly think Michael Cole was just like, yeah, no, we can't let that ride, man, because that's what it is. Like, that's what it is. Like, we don't make the rules, we changing them. So, like, we can't let that ride. So, but to your point, though, I do believe a Caleb Braxton, a Booker T, they were all, and everybody was chopping up in the back, and they was like, yo, man, what's up with this fuck-ass shit? Like, that we supposed to smile through in this fucking pre-show. Like, what the fuck is that about, yo? And then he was like, all right, like, don't worry, because y'all know he don't tell me shit. Like, I got it. And I believe, like, I think a mesh of what happened, but I think Michael Cole is at that tier under, which is the front office chairman family. I think Michael Cole is there now. And JBL ain't that high.
Okay. So, hey, either way it go, word, that shit was said. Mm-hmm. And it need to have been said.
Word.
Because, again, white people, fam, just
fucking relax, bro.
Just shut the fuck up.
Right.
Just shut up.
Please.
Like, at the end of the day, what might be history to you ain't history to me. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, him winning the championship from Eddie Guerrero wasn't history to me. It was just another white person winning the title.
Right, yeah.
But it propelled him to be what he is.
Right.
WWE Hall of Famer. Mm. And the longest running champion in SmackDown history. You don't see me saying, hey, that ain't history. So shut the fuck up, man. But that's all we got. That's it. Take the time off because I'm actually going to be gone for about 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we didn't expect to do this. So, so we're not doing a WrestleMania 2. I mean, a part 2, unless. Well, you never know.
Right, you just never know.
We'll keep y'all posted, but motherfuckers gonna have a lot of work to mess with that shit, right. and to mess with NXT too, because.
I got a finish takeover. Yeah, right.
Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly. Finn Balor versus Karrion Kross.
Yo, the Instagram was so fire. I tried to turn the fucking shit on, but I realized I ain't got Peacock on my phone, so I could like, I was like, now I gotta go take this to fucking crib. Like, shit. Yeah. So, yeah, man. But yes, man. Hey, look, man. Stay tuned, man. First Black Champ, yeah. Man. Life is happening. Life is lifing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we will get back to this when we can. But as always, we thank you guys for tuning in, checking us out. Thank you for listening to this WrestleMania recap night one from our perspective, that Black perspective, that wrestling fan perspective, all at the same damn time. And please know that if you ever want to talk about wrestling in an unconventional way, you do so by checking out the First Black Champ podcast. Camp, bang, we are out.